Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I get the wonderful opportunity to connect with each and every one of you who are listening. Whenever, wherever you are, I love you. So blessed. It's a day to choose to be happy, I believe. That's what we're going to talk about anyway. So you have no choice. I'm going to beat you into happiness submission today. I'm not sure if that's a PC way to make someone happy, but we're going to try it. I'm going to be swinging for the fences. Before I do, though, I'm kidding. I don't need to beat you to be happy. I'm pretty sure you've beaten yourself up enough. Okay. Someone out there is laughing at my jokes. Today I am going to start off by reading a review before I jump into it. Really, today's topic was inspired by P-Head extraordinaire Joe, who posted something in the Positive Heads Facebook group. And what I love about, you know, doing these shows daily and sporadically like this is it's like, what pops up? And first thing this morning, having my cup of coffee, my cup of Joe, Joe's post. Sorry, guys. I don't know what's gotten into me today. I'm full of bad jokes. Joe's post popped up and it was all about happiness, and it was just so well written, and I just so enjoyed it. And I thought, you know what? Okay, that's what I'm talking about today. Good way to get our week started. Talking about happiness, revisiting some of these ideas, happiness being a choice, etc. And it's such a great way to co-create with each and every one of you. So if you're not in the Positive Heads Facebook group, that's Positive Heads with an S. It's a private group. Great place to connect with other listeners, write questions, or in this case, you know, I randomly will grab things to sort of, you know, have you guys co-create today's episode like Joe did while I was having my cup of Joe this morning. So, yeah, such a great, great way to co-create this thing together. I love it. And of course, Fridays, you guys are co-creating the shows already. And the more of that, the merrier. I love it, love it, love it. But before I do, I would like to, before I go kind of down that rabbit hole, I would like to take a moment to read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. They not only fuel my fire to continue this labor of love, but they help us to reach new people. So if you haven't reviewed on iTunes, please do so. Yeah, it's a good thing to do. Me thinks. All right. Jenna Lee CPO wrote, "Everything is love. I just started this podcast this week. All the messages are exactly what I needed to hear. You're looking at the wall." Yes. And realizing
that time and nature is always going to pull something out of you that you'll benefit from, and just so, so much more. I am forever grateful to be drawn to this incredible podcast. Thank you to each and every one of you for producing this. Love you guys. Oh, and how, thank you, Jenna, for taking the time to review, and how perfect today you're looking at the wall. That is just like the perfect segue into what we're talking about. So the synchronicity there is, you know, ties in perfectly. Happiness being a choice. And if you're looking at the wall, what Jenna is referencing, an episode, I don't know, a month or so ago, I talked about this where, you know, when they train race car drivers, if they're spinning out, they train them, you know, when they're going around the track, they start spinning out, they train them to look away from the wall. And you know why they train them to look away from the wall? Because if you look at the wall, you're guaranteed to hit it. Where your attention goes, energy flows. And so that's how this, it's such a great way to tie in to today, because we're talking about happiness being a choice. And the post that I saw that I loved was first a wonderful quote by Ralph Martson that Joe actually shared. It said, happiness is a choice, not a result. Nothing will make you happy until you choose to be happy. No person will make you happy unless you decide to be happy. Your happiness will not come to you. It can only come from you. That is so powerful. Let me say that part again. Your happiness will not come to you. It can only come from you. How many of us have been taught that when I get this, then I'll be happy, right? This is the path. I'm going to do this thing to get happy. And that's a complete fabrication, lie. It's something, it's one of many things that we've been taught in our society that has misled us. The good news is you now know that it's not the case. It's not the way. It's not the path. It can only come from you. It's a choice. And Joe wrote eloquently here. I'm going to read it. He said, hey, positive heads, just want to share this post that I was compelled to write and share on my Facebook page today. Hope you enjoy. This is something that I understand is difficult to comprehend sometimes. And now he's like referencing that quote, right? Especially when you find yourself surrounded in situations that you don't see as good for you. The quote unquote problem with this is that it puts the responsibility and power in our hands for our own happiness and takes away our ability to shift the blame and put our happiness on other people and situations. We, and mostly our ego, shift the blame of our happiness to justify feeling anything other than bliss and point the finger outward so we don't end up blaming ourselves for not being truly happy. Work, friends, traffic, politics, and the list goes on forever. But it is so true that if we shift our perspective and our outlook, then we totally shift our reality. I know it can be so difficult, especially with all the truly tragic and tough things that humans go through. But we are not alone, and it is only through the pain and the hard times that we grow into what we are meant to be. Once we are able to see the beauty in the tough times and understand that in the darkest days we grow the absolute most as a person, we are able to be better. We are able to better have compassion and understanding for these moments. It is not about avoiding the pain, but rather acknowledging and accepting it for what it is and its purpose. Life sure as hell isn't easy for anyone, anywhere in the world, but we truly have the power to be happy and see the beauty in the whole process we are going through. It took me a long time to see this and truly embody it, but my life truly changed once I was able to. This does not mean that we will not have moments of sadness and emotion, because it will happen to us all at some point. It just puts us in a place to cope with these situations from a higher perspective. And that is the thing right there. Well, well said, Joe. And apparently you're compelled to write on your Facebook page today so I could share it to the world. And thank you for co-creating that. Your happiness won't come to you. It can only come from you, through you. And this perspective he's talking about, it's an expanded perspective, right? It's understanding that it's all happening to you. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you and through you. Once you get that, to me, that's like the one thing you hear me say almost every episode, because it is the ultimate thing to cement into your awareness that it is like the operating system of your being. Everything that you're doing, every move that you're making, every interaction, reaction is coming from that understanding. And once you have that, it's everything. It's like Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. And we've had that, that's been something that's just plagued our society forever. And we are breaking free of those chains. You know, as Joe said, hey, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean it's all going to be pretty. But once you get this, it definitely takes away a lot of the sting, and you start looking for you're looking away from the wall, right? Oh, ow, that hurt. Ow, that stung. Okay, there's something. I'm not going to continue to look at the wall and hit it again and again and again. I'm going to look away into, well, there's probably a gift out there for me. There's probably some reason that happened that I have absolute faith and trust in something beyond myself. That is, or an extension of myself, my higher self is, a master, someone who embraces whatever shows up because they realized some expanded version of themselves has put it there for a very, very specific reason. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's, when you start realizing, oh, all of this is malleable. All of this, is truly like Voltaire said so long ago, the most important decision you can make is to be in a good mood. Now, for me, one of the things that can really sidestep my moments of feeling content, satisfied, happy, or even at peace with what is, that's the other thing that I like to talk about is like, you're not always going to be like jolly, if something really terrible happens, right? From the perspective of, or there's a loss in your life, your animal passes. I mean, no one's expecting you to do jumping jacks because you're so excited that their soul gets to journey beyond and experience way more of a blissed out state than being here. Although that's what's going on from your perspective, you're left with missing your friend, your companion, right? So no one's expecting you to do jumping jacks in those scenarios, but to expand your perspective, to know that it's all okay and to be at peace with what is. That's the thing that we can always come to very quickly. And you're going to get rattled sometimes. You're going to, the reality is you're going to get rattled out of peace and happiness at moments. But what you can do, for me, we talked a lot about breathing on recent episodes. Brian D. Ridgway shared, his whole technique and very simple, and stress the importance of how important it is to constantly check in with your breath. And, I absolutely love that. I mean, it really sunk in a wonderful way for me. Like I had mentioned a few times since then, it's like, if you can go a few days, you can go like 60 days without food, and you pay for food on the planet. You can only go a few days without water, and we pay for water on the planet. You can only go a few minutes without breath, and it's everywhere abundantly for free. And we're only using 12% of our lung capacity. If you expand your breath, you expand your ability to deal with what is coming into your field. And that is huge. So when something's throwing you out of being at peace with what is, or happy about anything, going into those negative spirals, take a moment. Deep breathing, expand from 12% to 70, 80, 90, 100% of your breathing capacity. You're breathing in love. Imagine yourself breathing in love. Imagine yourself breathing in abundance. You'll notice you can't be agitated and upset if you're breathing really deeply. That's another thing that I had heard many, many years ago. That's very true. So for me, as you guys know, you've heard me say many times, lots of energy obviously runs through me. The downside of that can be if I let it spiral something, things don't go the way I want and to get into agitation. And so what I'll do is I'll catch it now. I'll see that it's happening and I'll start breathing deeply. I've been doing that for quite some time now, and it really, really helps. And now after the Brian Ridgway talk, I realized, hold on, when you tie that into the idea of abundance too, wealth or abundance in your life, whatever kind of abundance, healthy abundance, relationship abundance, monetary abundance, it's like, well, if I'm thinking something that is out of alignment with a lot of abundance, maybe it's because I'm only breathing at 12%. What if I breathe in more abundance? Oh, I'm seeing myself go off track of being at peace, of being happy. It's like the bumps on the side of the freeway that wake you up in case you're falling asleep at the wheel. If you are feeling out of alignment, agitated, angry, upset, negative, guess what? That is your signal that you're out of alignment with your higher self, who doesn't experience in that way. Right. So it's, think of that as, it's not something to beat yourself up about that you went there. It's like, oh, thank goodness I have this mechanism, this warning mechanism. It's like bumps in the road. I'm feeling out of alignment. I'm feeling agitated. Oh, those are the alarm is going off, right? The smoke alarm, the bumps are happening. Cool. What can I do to bring myself back? Reach for neutral thoughts. You can't, not going to jump from, you know, being really out of alignment to blissed out, you know, smiley guy. But what you can do is reach for neutral thoughts and deep breathing. Neutral thoughts and deep breathing. These are two wonderful things that you can start using as tools to take yourself and gently steer yourself back to a state of neutrality, and then ultimately more positive flow. And that, you know, that will happen in its natural course with time, probably different for each and every one of us. But you start practicing these techniques using breath. It's your most powerful underutilized asset. It is like, it's, and it makes so much sense. It's like hiding so close to us. It is this fundamental thing, you know, that is just such a powerful. I was actually doing laps at my local gym the other day, and you know, they have an Olympic pool, and I will go and do like 20 or so laps a few times a week typically. And the guy in the lane next to me had a snorkel as he was swimming. And so as he's had his head underwater the whole time he's swimming, he's breathing out, and it's just so loud, you know, when he was breathing. And I'm thinking, wow, look at what a powerful thing his breath is, and what a fundamental part of his existence it is. And because it was sort of being amplified through his snorkel and that he was exerting himself, it really, you know, came to light for me in sort of a dramatic fashion. Like, wow, this is such an integral and powerful part of all of our reality. I mean, look at how often this guy's breathing and how much he's breathing. And we kind of take it for granted, and we've sort of forgotten, you know, the power of this and the importance of this thing. It's like, oh, we don't even realize we're doing it or not doing it. We're not doing it deeply enough, which is always going to be the case when you're upset, angry, agitated. Your breath is going to be reflective. Everything is a reflection, right? So one of the most important things, you know, about being happy is, you know, being happy and loving yourself. I saw a wonderful post that's went viral. Adam Roa, he was on the show a while back, episode 406, but super excited for him. Saw that he, you know, he was speaking at an event. I actually saw him at an event a couple months ago, but he was speaking at some event recently, and Goldcast just did a share of that, his talk, all about like self-love and not buying into all this this idea that we need to, you know, be as, you know, buy into all the hype that goes on with social media and people and pictures, making people, you know, everyone just showing their best side, and then we're competing with them, and how ultimately, basically his thing that's just went viral, like 50 million views, like incredible. It's such a beautiful message that's getting out there. And it's like, you are enough. You are who you've been waiting for. Falling in love with yourself, it's everything. Being in the moment with what's going on, it's everything. And I also saw a poem that I want to read here, and I'm not sure, it doesn't say who the author is. It says it has Instagram tag for Morgan Day Cecil, so I don't know if she's the author or just posted this originally, but it ties right into all of this, you know, falling in love with yourself. This idea, like Adam's talk, you know, couple minute clip that's going viral right now, same kind of thing. Just being here. It's called Just Be Here With Me, and then it's signed by the moon. So it's like a petition for presence, and then it's the statement is just be here with me, and then here's everyone who signed it: the moon, the stars, summer, your still hot cup of coffee, your daughter, your son, your lover, your heart, the green grass, the wild flowers, the waters you long to swim in, the color yellow, the color blue, your favorite poem, your favorite blanket, the wind in your hair, the waves on the ocean, the mountain air, your dad, your mom, the rain, the ice cream cone, the butter sizzling with garlic in the frying pan, the grocery clerk with sad, kind eyes, postcards waiting to be sent, the city squirrel, the country squirrel, Jupiter, the photo album, your grandmother's rosary, your favorite song, ink and paper, your best friend, the money in your wallet, the fork in your hand, brushes and paint, downward facing dog, the color turquoise, the almost invisible shade of pink, God, the skyline, the earth beneath your feet, your passion project, the shade of a giant tree, this moment right here now, your bones, your belly laugh, your breath, your breath, your breath. Oh, wow. Okay. Synchronicity. I did not even read that all the way through. I loved the first half of it. I did not even ever read the full thing until right now. And look how it ended. Wow. Isn't this magical how the co-creation here works? What a trip. Your breath, your breath, your breath. There you go. That's your power. That is your ticket. That is your way. This expanded perspective using a physical tool. You guys have all the resources. You're the one who is going to, with your presence, with your understanding of this, with your trust and faith in who and what you are and what you're a part of, just knowing you're an eternal being that's always been and always will be. Change is guaranteed. What else really matters? What are you so stressed over? None of that's going to matter one day. What's going to matter is those moments. When you have a chance to review your life, you know, after it's done, you're going to look at all those times that you weren't present and say, man, okay, I'm going to go back and try it again. I'm going to do better this time. I'm going to find the beauty in that moment that something happened that I could just as easily have chosen to be upset about. I didn't see it the angle I was seeing it from. If I'd seen it from a different angle, I would have actually seen absolute beauty in it. And that becomes everything that we're doing here. When you start understanding you can't change anything, everything is malleable. You can't change really anything. You change the way you look at it. And that's what causes the world to change. The world is going to continue to be the world the way it is, but you're going to start seeing it through new eyes that completely changes everything about it. And that is the most powerful thing that you can ever do. Abraham Lincoln said, we can complain because rose bushes have thorns or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses. That's it. You know, there it is. All summed up right there. My work is done here until tomorrow. And I hope your day is full of smiles and goodness and you're seeing lots of roses everywhere. I do have a song to leave you with. Since you are it, you are the one. There's only one of us. I figured this song makes sense. It's called You're It. You Are It by Wookiefoot. I hope you enjoy. Love you all so, so much.
By the water's edge, the current running swift. She sat down for a minute, trying to catch her breath. And she said, why am I so alone? Why are we all so alone? The floods came and divided us long ago. Nobody knew how to swim, stranded on islands of their own. She said, I will no longer cling to this shore of isolation anymore. She just jumped on in the current, pulled and twisted, knocked on rocks and flipped and lifted. Rolling through the rapids, feel like drowning, head is pounding, life surrounding. Starting to float, starting to float. Drifting with the current, learning not to control. There's no way out, but there's a way in. There's no way out, but there's a way inside. Oh, oh, oh. Oh,
constellations burning so bright. New islands coming up over the horizon. Find surprisingly not frightening. Heart and mind filled with excitement. Spirits rising, spirits rising. All of the people rush down to the shore. And they said, who is this child who's not afraid anymore? Oh, please come teach us, come and save us. Free us from all that enslaves us. Show us how you learn to do this. Please, oh, master, help us through this. Oh, she just smiled and she said, my friend, I am not a savior. I would not try to pretend that this is some kind of miracle. But I know where to begin. You just got to jump in. Just got to jump in. There's no way out, but there's a way in. There's no way out, but there's a way inside. And sometimes you'll find yourself adrift. And sometimes you'll be adrift and find yourself. You're